I don't even know.
So Mo.
No, it's somebody. Hello.
Hello. Hi, is this Heather?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to your father, Robert Drummond.
Yes.
I received the referral from the VA for 26 hours of home health aid services. And
yes.
I just wanted to check in to see, are you planning on being the caregiver or did you need us to provide a caregiver for him?
I need you to provide a caregiver for him. I am not the caregiver.
All right. So how he's approved for 26 hours per week. So did you want to do it like Monday through Friday, 7 hour? I mean, for 5 hours Monday through Friday, or did you want to?
I had a question for you because they told me that you could not. He actually has respite next week.
Okay.
And they told me that you could not. But can you? I'm asking.
No. So respite. We can't start until he returns from his respite stay.
Which one?
How often does he go to respite?
He doesn't go to respite. We do respite here.
Okay. And they send someone on top of these 26 hours a week?
Yes. On top of the 26 hours, there's 16-hour days for each day of respite.
Okay. That's not from our agency, though. I'm not sure who got the referral for the respite care. But we don't.
I'm saying they can switch it over.
Let me talk to the VA and see what it entails and see if we are actually qualified, if our license is good to take over that service. I just need to know if he needs an RN service, skilled nursing care.
You've never done respite.
Okay.
You've never done respite in home.
No, we do not do in-home respite. That's what I'm saying. So we do have caregivers that have experience in it, and we may be able to provide that service, but I'm going to find out who do you usually go through for respite? Or they
the
set
VA.
It up?
The VA.
Yeah,
that's
they just set
they
it up. Okay. All right, let me call them, and I'll give you a call right back, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Heather.